The New York Times is erecting a paywall today to charge online readers. Until now, they've been getting the newspaper's digital content for free. One place that's going to be watching carefully how successful the new model proves to be is the Boston Globe, which of course is owned by the Times. It will launch a similar system this fall. Here with us this morning to talk about what's at stake is WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nakisch. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
First off, let me ask you, what are the Times readers and subscribers waking up to this morning online?
Well, when they go online or use their smartphones or tablet computers to read the Times, they're going to be able to do that just like they did yesterday, but there's a counter running. And as soon as you hit 20 articles within a month, you can't look at any more unless you pay. And so for about what you pay for a cocktail in Manhattan, $15, you can get unlimited web access for the month. When she was here in Boston last month, the Times Company CEO Janet Robinson said the time is right for this. Just look, she said, at how consumers are willing to buy electronic books.
And users of digital devices are certainly comfortable with paying for music and video online. People are paying for apps, and we believe with more quality paid content available, they will use their purchasing power to pay for news they need and trust on the various devices they own.
Kurt, as we mentioned, the Times Company owns the Boston Globe. It also owns the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, which has a paywall already. How is that going for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette? And if readers are willing to pay for content, why is the Globe waiting until the fall to do the same?
Well, they're pretty happy with how it's working out in Worcester, but there it has a different purpose. Basically, they're just trying to get people who've stopped subscribing to subscribe again. With the Times and the Globe, they're really trying to go into new things like digital content and stuff like that. So they're really trying to expand and diversify their news content. And so the reason the Globe is waiting is because of Boston.com, which happens to be one of the most successful newspaper sites in the country, mostly because it's not that newspaper-y. I mean, sure, you can read the articles from the Globe on there, but users go there mostly for sports scores and weather and pictures of cute penguins. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Globe publisher Chris Mayer says he really has two audiences.
Those who are really looking for Boston.com to be a portal into accessing Boston, and those who want a digital experience, which is more around long-form journalism. And so we look at those markets, and that created an opportunity for us.
And so to match those two audiences, Mayer plans to roll out BostonGlobe.com this fall alongside Boston.com, and that's why it's taking longer to set up.
So what will the difference be?
Well, Boston.com would remain free, but it's going to lose most of the newspaper articles it has. It'll still have sports and weather and cute penguins and breaking news, and it'll have advertising. BostonGlobe.com will have more of the newspaper's reporting, new digital content, and if you don't already subscribe to the paper, you'll have to pay.
So if you do subscribe to the paper, BostonGlobe.com will be free to you.
Right.
What will the Globe learn from the New York Times experiment rolling out its paywall today?
Well, the Globe's really going to be watching how well the Times converts those people who are running up against that 20 articles per month limit, because the Globe basically will have the same problem. When you go to BostonGlobe.com this fall, it won't just be an empty screen where you log in. It's going to show some of the articles. It's going to kind of tease you with some of the content with the hopes that you'll be willing to shell out to read and see the rest. So how well the Times sells its content is going to be a really good lesson. Finally, the Globe is going to keep an eye on how leaky the New York Times paywall is, namely just how easy it is for people to find ways around the system. The great thing is the Globe is part of the Times Company. They're going to see all the internal data and web traffic and statistics. It's going to be a big help. On the other hand, they're trying something that's a little bit different, so it won't all apply.
All right. Well, hopefully it shakes out well for them. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nakisch, thanks a lot.
You got it.